are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
So girls today are often caught between their dreams and the expectations of their families, you know. So how do they balance pursuing personal ambitions while still honoring their family's wishes, which is a problem? So let's dive into this balancing act, you know, and explore how girls can find harmony between these two important aspects of their lives. I think I didn't have any... Yeah... thing is from my family. Hey, as in, let's not go there lest we take out the childhood traumas. We are joined on the line by Sister Cleo, who's going to help us understand and unpack, you know, how our girl children, you know, can balance the two. Sister Cleo, good morning. How are you?
Hello.
Perfect. Hi. How are you? Now we've got you.
I thought maybe it's quiet because you're still busy with something.
No, something happened and then I saw it and then I'm like, no, I tried to fix that and then it just went quiet. I'm like, nah, it's fine. Let me just call you back.
Okay.
All right. Nice. Yeah. Thank you so much, you know, for coming through to speak to us about this. You know, I was just joking and I was like, hey, let's not go back to our childhood. You know, other people in their homes, they wanted them to be doctors and stuff. Others, they were just, Yasin, just go to school, go to varsity and go work. Whatever you do, it's up to you. You know, so we do have those differences there as you look at this. Hey, kuningi, as we would say, you know. So looking at all things ambitions and family, Sister Cleo, you know, what are some of those challenges that the girl children, you know, face when trying to balance their personal ambitions as well as their family expectations? And I was also saying that the times have changed, but we still do have parents that have certain expectations. Now, shame, our children, they can be whatever. But back then, it was either you were a teacher, a nurse, a doctor, or a police. You understand? So in terms of those balancing acts, you know, what are some of those challenges that they can face?
Sure. Yeah, I remember when it was time for me to go to tertiary and my dad expected me to be a dentist. Mm. He had a whole dream about how he wanted to own a pharmacy on behalf of my name. And I think this struggle continues, you know, even over time. I recently resigned at work because I felt that I needed to transition into careers and go into a different space. And I remember I went home and I sat him down and I'm like, Daddy and Mommy, well, my mom was supportive of the entire thing. And then I had to sit my dad down and tell him, you know, that I no longer want to be an auditor anymore, but I want to be a teacher, which for them... You can imagine.
Like, girl, you're leaving the thousands and thousands to the 100 rands. Well, not I gotta be teachers. I'm just saying, you know, at that time. Mm-hmm. Yes, it's clear.
Oh, my dad was just baffled. I think one of the challenges that you will face definitely is that though it's for them, it's all about money. You know, they grew up in my parents at least grew up in a space where money was everything. We made decisions based on money, not based on passion, not based on love, you know. Those are the type of challenges that you are going to face. What are you going to eat? Mm. Where are you going to stay? We want you to be the joy and pride, you know. I want to say that I have an auditor or I have an accountant or, you know, I have a doctor, you know. So we are there. The first challenge is that you are expected to live the dream of your parents, you know, and you need to then now draw boundaries and ground yourself to say, no, that's your dream about me, but that's not what I want. That's not what I'm passionate about. I would like to go this route. It's hard.
Yes.
I don't want to lie. It's a very hard decision to stand by. I think if it's one of the things in life that will teach you to have a backbone and stand up for yourself, where you're able to stand up to your parents in regarding your career or a huge decision like that. Because at the time, they will think that they know better. For instance, I'm sure my dad, when I said this, he's a teacher himself, but he would never want any of his children
to be teachers.
You know, because I guess he knows the struggles that go in that field. But I was in a situation where I was called and God said, this is where I want you to be. And now you are stuck in between. Do I stay here because I want money while I know that passion-wise, I'm not going to be fulfilled? Or do I trust God and follow what God says I must do? Which is very hard, because then the next question would be, you speak to God? You know, so it's all those are the challenges that you face, that especially when their ideas of you are going to differ to what God has in store for you. What God, you know, now you need to choose. I think for me, one of the biggest challenges was realizing that when Jesus was saying, I'm here to cause division between mother-in-law and daughter-in-law, and you know, and I was like, is this where I'm at now in my faith journey? You know, but God being God and being so faithful, I prayed on it. I fasted on it. It was really hard, Zanella, I'm not going to lie. My dad especially struggled a lot with my transition in careers. But I had to trust that God placed me here for a reason and he's going to see me through. So, yeah, I think those are that's the one of the challenges that I can share that really resonated with me in my journey, that you need to honestly choose between fulfilling your destiny, what God has called you to be. And I think that is what is important, that when you are going to be advised, you need to make sure that does it align to God. It's not about what you feel like. It's not about, I know better, mommy, or I know better, daddy. It must always be about what God said. What did God say? You know, and hopefully, luckily, sometimes what God said will align to what your parents are saying. But then if it doesn't, you just need to go back to the one that gave you this dream and say, you gave me this dream, please align them. And I think now he's at a better place. He's now at a better space. You know, because they are supposed to be worried in terms of, are you going to be taken care of? Are you going to be fine? Is the money going to be sufficient? It's normal as a parent to have those fears, you know, because at the end of the day, you are under their protection. So, yeah, I think those are the challenges that I faced.
Yeah. And, you know, you mentioned how, you know, you approached you, for example, your mom, you, and then you approached your dad, you know, you're able to have that sit down and also understanding that so some parents are unapproachable. Like, guys, sometimes you need to be honest with our lives. Some parents are unapproachable when it comes to certain things, but some are. And even when, you know, the parents are unapproachable or they are approachable, you know, how can girls now communicate, you know, those dreams, you know, to their families in a way that builds support, you know, in a way that it doesn't feel like, oh, so you're telela when you think you're old now, you know, to do those things. Because it's also how we put things across, they may land in a very wrong way. You know, so how can our girl children now communicate that, mom, dad, I know you want me to be a doctor, ne? But me, I want to be an actress kind of situation, you know, how do we do that?
That one is a very hard one as a girl mom as well. My daughter has been telling me for the longest of time that she's going to be a model. And for me, I really don't want to shut it down, because I truly believe that as much as I have a relationship with God, she also has a relationship with God. So my first question is always, what did God say, Mika? Have you asked him? And I think for me, you know, parents will always understand, especially I'm at this point, I'm talking about parents who believe, you know, believing parents. will always understand where you are coming from if whatever it is that you want to do wants to glorify God. I think I like that verse. I when I'm here, I always refer back to that verse. In all you do, whether you eat, whether you drink, do it for the glory of God. You know? And in that way, you will be covered. So when you say you want to be an actress, be it all great. It's great. It's good. It's your gift. I'm sure God did not give you the gift to be redundant, for it to be redundant. There was a purpose and a reason for it. But how you use it, who do you submit it to, is extremely important. And I don't think there will ever be a parent who will... who will forbid a child who wants to serve the Lord through their skill or through their talent, you know? So if you say, I want to be an actress and not a doctor because God has called me to shoot, isn't it? Like things like Chosen, for instance, things that will bring people closer to God. Yeah. Why not? Why not? God will carry you, because I think most of the time we choose these careers based on money. It's more about money more than anything. But at the end of the day, it's all about bringing his sheep back to the fold. It's all about ministering. So if your acting is going to be unto the Lord, why not? If you opening a YouTube page is going to be sharing the word with the thousands and thousands in this world, why not? You know, I think the issue is never in the career itself. The issue is always, who is the talent submitted to? You know, and that makes a huge difference. That makes a huge change. The moment it's submitted to God, there's no way that your child will go wrong or your talent will be misused. Even singing, we can see there's people who thrive in singing and serving the Lord, and they are fine because their talent is submitted to the right spirit. It's about who is it submitted to. And I know that in the Adventist church, especially singing, it's always about, oh, it doesn't have money.
Yes.
You're going to struggle. It's going to be so hard. I think it's high time when we develop our children and we train them up. We train them up in a manner that they become business. They have business sense in terms of, yes, this talent is a talent that I need to use, but how is it going to help me while I serve the Lord? And you grow up to be an entrepreneur in your skill, you know? So we hone our children's talents, because God did not give them for them to just, I don't know, be a by the way. People make money out of their skills or their talents. And it's high time that we let our children flourish and we support them, you know, because if God is going to give you a gift, your money is in the gift, nowhere else. Anything else will be about making ends meet. You know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think that's my two parts about it. My parents did not know this.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that God taught me this for my daughter. So, yeah.
Sure. Yeah, no, that is very good. And also being open-minded. And another thing for me, it's being respectful. Coming also with all the research that is needed, if you have those parents that need those research and everything else. Because we do research. If you do this career, you will be set for life. You understand, forgetting all the other aspects. So if you're going to go to your parents, you need to say, Mommy, this one, or Daddy, this one, two, three, four. Because, for example, when we were growing up, certain careers, they were not careers. Ne? They were not. You know, and we needed to explain, saying, no, it is because of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And we did it respect. So even if you come now, I remember the other day, dear listeners, the things we go through as parents. Did my son not come and tell me he wants to be a gamer? The 90s child in me, the look I gave him.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm just saying, it took my husband to explain what these gamers actually do. And if, for me, it was not that, for me, it's you're just playing games. So he had to like explain to me the career side of it and the lucrative side of it. Because me, I'm like, boy, once you finish university, me, I'm not longer giving you any cent, you know. So it took all of that explaining, you know, for me to understand that, oh, he doesn't just want to sit in front of a laptop the whole day or a computer the whole day. It is a career. And you know, they had to show me, like, see, this one is a professional gamer. This one, I'm like, oh, ooh. I imagine if I had told that to my mother. It's a good thing I never had a weird career path. So, you know, it does help, you know, that they also, these girl children, they also plan and come with the evidence and everything else. Just because we are these, you know, millennial, no, I'm not a millennial mom, but yeah, these moms before the millennial, you know, it doesn't mean that we're okay everything because of the era that we stay in. We still need, you know, to know those things.
Convincing.
You know? Yes. A person wants to be a gamer. Anyway, so, you know, so how can now us as families, you know, play a supportive role to our children when they come through and say, I want to do this, I want to do that, you know, and how do we support them towards those goals? If your girl child comes now and saying, mommy, I want to be a coder, because it's usually the men who do that, how do I support, you know, as a mommy or a daddy, if they say they want to be fashion designers, how do I support? Do I start buying them scissors? Do I start buying them fabric? You know, those kind of things. How then do we as families support our children once they go through that?
You know, I think for me, one of the things that I did was to go back to God and say, I'm a redeemer. You have used me as an instrument, you know, in the redeemer's hands through this child. I know that this child is not mine. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, they are yours. You've just given me this child to guide them through life, but place them here for a purpose and a reason. This child has dreams. 2 years ago, she wanted to be a singer. Now she wants to be a dancer. Next time she wants to be a model, you know. So I then went to God in prayer, and I sought the Lord, and I said, you said I must train up this child in the way that they should go. I don't know what that way is, but you know that what that way is. She says it's being a model. Please tell me what that way is. And when you've told me what that way is, show me. You know, so the Holy Spirit then started telling me, this is the school I wanted to go to. Trust me, Zanele, it was the most bizarre thing ever, that if I was not an obedient church girl, I would not have done that. Then God said, take her to the German school. I was like, what?
Okay.
A German school? Okay, I thought maybe she'll do the English stream. No.
Yes. Like,
take her to the German stream. Like, how are we going to survive this?
You know?
And then we started, and then I started asking God, okay, the extramural activities, I had to be intentional. Then God started telling me. I'm like, and as God is saying these things, you are calculating the rents and cents, mind you. You are calculating, how am I going to be doing this with all this money? And, you know, like, where am I going to be getting all this money from? And then God will answer you and said, I said I will provide. Trust. So it is a very faith-filled journey to support. You need to literally seek the Holy Spirit and ask him how best to, because the child is not yours. You are just a steward. And I think that's the one thing that we forget most of the time. So the best way to support, in short, the best way to support the child is that go back to the maker and the creator who placed this child on your hands and said, I am giving you this child for you to raise them up for me. Okay, how do I do that? And he will tell you, because what works for Zanele is not going to work for Cleo. I'm not going to take my child to tennis just because everyone is doing tennis and tennis is trending. I'm not going to take my child for gaming because gaming is trending. What if my child's journey has nothing to do with that? You know, so we need to be intentional in that sense that we start them young. You don't wake up when they, I don't know, when they are teenagers now and they think they know. You need to groom them and raise them in the way that the Lord wants them to go. And he's the only one that knows that. You know, so yeah, that's my best way, how you can support them in grooming.
So as we wrap it up, Sister Cleo, you know, a small advice you can give to the young girls that are feeling torn between their ambitions and their families. Others, they end up saying, as in, let me just get this qualification of being a doctor. After that 3 years, I'm going to take it and give it 7 years. Ooh, I'm going to take it and give it to my parents. Then I go do my own thing. While others saying, I can't waste that time. You know, I need to achieve what I need to achieve. So what advice would you give to children that are feeling torn between?
Yeah, my advice would be, I highly recommend Jesus.
Okay.
I highly recommend Jesus. Yeah. Why do I highly recommend Jesus? You don't want to be like a Cleo, spend 9 years of your life. And then after 9 years, you then realize that, okay, I need to go start afresh. Because, yeah, we do all that we want to do, but at the end of the day, again, the Holy Spirit is the one that knows how best they want to use you. I think we need to go back to the drawing board to say, I am not of myself. If you have said that you are God's, he decides how he's going to use you. You submit to what the Holy Spirit, how the Holy Spirit wants to use you. So my dear girl out there who is in medical, in high school, and still finding where to go, if you want to be fulfilled. I've noticed there's a lot of people who are struggling with, I'm not fulfilled in this career, man.
Yes.
Yes, I'm a doctor, but I'm not getting the thing that I thought I would get. Or to prevent yourself from feeling like that, go to the Lord in prayer and ask him, where do you want to use me?
Yeah.
Where best will I be effective? And where will I have a passion? When you wake up in the morning, you are happy because honestly, you are going to change your life. You know, so that is going to prevent you from a lot of heartache and a lot of, I don't know, stagnation and a lot of asking yourself questions. Do I really want to do this or not? I always say the Holy Spirit is the cheat sheet to life. Just ask him, he will tell you. And trust me, where he leads you, you will not struggle. You will flourish. So just go with that.
Love that. Love that. Sister Cleo, please do pray for our baby girls and ask mothers and fathers to be supportive. Even when they come with careers that we feel like your winner. So if you can please just do offer a word of prayer.
All right. Let's close our eyes. Dear Heavenly Father, faithful guide, we thank you, Lord, for this wonderful time of fellowship that we had this morning. We are always grateful for this time to be in each other, in your presence, oh Father God, and to be with you. It's so beautiful. And you say, where two or more are gathered in your name, you shall be with them. So we thank you, Lord. At this moment in time, we bring our girls across Africa, and we say, Jehovah, you know the challenges that we face as Seventh-day Adventists and as Africans, to say, oh Lord, the decisions that we make are always based on money and not based on what you say. We ask you this morning that to those who are listening and to those who really want to serve you for the rest of their lives, that, oh Father God, you may be the light unto their path and be the lamp unto their feet. Show them the way, Jehovah, and help them to discover you and to know what it is that you want them to be and to do. For where you are, there shall be abundance, there shall be joy, there shall be peace. And that is what we want for our children, Jehovah. We want to raise children who live not for money, not for fame, but who live to serve you. So we ask all of this in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We pray, amen.
Amen and amen. Sister Cleo, it's always a pleasure. Thank you so much. May you have your blessed day.
Thank you.
Amen.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.